Hello, and thank you for joining me today.
I am Emmanuel, and I have been a student of Nigerian politics for over 15 years.
In this episode, I'll be answering your question about whether Nigeria is a safe country to visit. It is not a surprise that you want to know if Nigeria is safe. All the news headlines and events are worrisome. In this episode, I'll provide all the information you need to make an informed decision about visiting the country. Without wasting your time, if you are new here, subscribe to my YouTube channel. When you subscribe, you get information and you know more about Nigeria. Back to answering your question. I will continue this by telling you briefly about Nigeria. Nigeria is one of the 54 countries in Africa. It is home to over 200 million people. One out of every six Africans is a Nigerian. Nigeria is a West African country. It borders with Niger Republic, Chad, Cameroon, Benin Republic, and the Atlantic Ocean in the south. The country is formerly a British colony, and that is why our official language is English. Nigeria became an independent country in 1960, and the country has over 300 ethnic groups. The most prominent among these ethnic groups are Yoruba, Igbo, and Hausa. Others include Fulani, Ijaw, Itsekiri, and the likes. There are over 525 native languages spoken in Nigeria. Of all these languages, Pidgin English is the second language, and it is spoken by over 80 million people. Nigeria has got loads of experience. It has not been an easy ride for the country. The country experienced its first military coup and subsequently experienced a civil war between 1967 and 1970. The country has its second sting at a civilian rule when the military head of state, General Olusegun Obasanjo, handed power to the elected president, Shagari, in 1979. Just years later, there was another coup in 1985 before the civilians returned to power. From then on, the country has had five civilian to civilian transition. The civil war, the military intervention, different languages and religion ensured a strong division within the various groups within the country. Every region in the country has its own unique challenge. We have the Boko Haram in the north. We have armed robbery and kidnapping in the south, just to mention a few. So again, I'm not surprised that you want to know if the country is safe, but that is just a background to the Nigerian story. To answer your question, let's look at the news headline across Nigeria this week. In Zamfara, police confirm 317 female students missing. In Kaduna, bandits abduct women, children. They kill father and son. In Bayelsa, herder attack 58-year-old man, son over missing cow. And from the federal government, we won't pay ransom to secure release of adoptees. All these stories are scary. And if you look at those stories, they are all over the country, from the north to the south. And it's not just that. If you check the advice given by the US government to Americans about traveling to Nigeria, it says, reconsider travel to Nigeria due to COVID-19, crime, terrorism, civil unrest, kidnapping, and maritime crime. But they didn't end there, they added. Do not travel to Borno and Yobe states and Northern Adamawa states due to terrorism. They also said do not travel to Adamawa, Bauchi, Borno, Gombe, Kaduna, Kano, and Yobe states due to kidnapping. In addition, do not travel to coastal states of Akwa Ibom, Bayelsa, Cross River, Delta, and River states, with the exception of Port Harcourt, due to crime, civil unrest, kidnapping, and maritime crime. But they now gave a summary. They said violent crime such as armed robbery, assault, carjacking, kidnapping, and rape is common throughout the country. Exercise extreme caution throughout the country due to the threat of indiscriminate violence. They gave a disclaimer. The US government has a limited ability to provide emergency services to US citizens in many areas of Nigeria due to security condition. So from that, something is clear. Nigeria has issues with security. And if you look at the events in the country within the last few weeks, it is open to everyone. The Minister for Defense in the country has just said that the bandits are not criminals. There are so many conflicting information. If you are going to Nigeria, you need to be careful. Because of the issues with security, you need to choose where you go carefully. States that have threats of Boko Haram, you need to withdraw from them. Because even as Nigerians, people, as much as possible, they avoid all those places. You will be on your own if something bad happens. And secondly, the advice of the US government is spot on. The US government gave that advice to their citizen, but I can let you know the advice from the US government is clearer than the advice from the Nigerian government. Just stick to that advice. Look at those states on that list as much as possible. Avoid it. Most people that visit Nigeria usually go to Lagos. If you go to Lagos, you won't have threats of terrorism. The only problem with Lagos is the problem that will pretty much be anywhere you go. Like the threat of armed robbery, assault, carjacking, kidnapping, rape. You know, that happens in many places in the world. So you just have to exercise caution if you're going to Nigeria. The way you can do that is when you are booking your journey, make sure you book through the right channel. You book a recognized hotel. You don't book an hotel where you end up being kidnapped. And then when you go to Nigeria, you need to make sure you keep your money properly. You don't give money to people you don't trust. You take care of yourself and your property. If you are going out, try to go out in groups. You know, you just follow all those little safety tips and I'm sure you'll be fine. So Nigeria, like every country in the world, well, not like every country in the world, like some other country in that category, Nigeria is trying its best, but in terms of security, the country is struggling. In this video, I answered your question regarding whether Nigeria is a safe country. Nigeria is a big country with over 300 ethnic groups, and the country has huge security issues. The advice by the US government is spot on. If you are going to Nigeria, you need to take safety precaution, and the precaution you take depends on the place where you are visiting. You need to make sure you are visiting the right places. Don't go to areas that are under huge security threats. Let me know your opinion in the comment section. Do you agree with me that there are security issues in Nigeria? If you agree, share your experience. And if you disagree, why not? I want your opinion. If you like what you've just heard, please and please like this video. If you would like to see more videos like this, subscribe to my YouTube channel. When you subscribe to my YouTube channel, you get more videos like this about Nigeria. I will help you navigate the country. I release videos like this once a week about Nigeria. And I also release video about things that helps you to develop. Thank you very much, and I'll see you in the next video.